This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back for another hour of the show, talking about Trump and Twitter and what's happening in the establishment of the new cabinet for the new president. Plus, we'll zig and zag in a couple of different directions. Here is the man, the former general, that Donald Trump would like to see as his defense secretary, nicknamed Mad Dog. The general retired back in 2013. He was with Donald Trump as Donald Trump is doing a thank you tour here and there, and Trump was in Fayetteville, North Carolina, talking to the peeps today, and he brought the general with him. Here's what he had to say.
I'm grateful for the opportunity to return to our troops, their families, the civilians of the Department of Defense, because I know how committed they are and devoted they are to the defense of our country, the defense of our Constitution.
Now, General Mattis, for him to get confirmed, they do have to leapfrog a rule, and the rule is that you have to be retired from the military for 7 years. He's only been retired since 2013. Given the makeup of Congress, it really shouldn't be a problem, although they're attaching this to a bill for what that's worth. Will it in any way stymie, I think, this confirmation? It seems very unlikely that that will happen. So the Republican leaders have revealed the stopgap, a spending bill. The Republicans tie Trump's defense pick to the funding fight. So that does make it rather intriguing, I would have to say that, you know, so this is the deal. Okay, Mattis, he's retired. He hasn't been out of uniform for the 7 years. So now I want him to lead the department. What's it going to take for that to happen? And Paul Ryan has had many, many conversations with Donald Trump. There's no question about that. So they want to try to expedite the nomination of the Pentagon, Trump's Pentagon chief's, you know, pick. And he would be the defense secretary. And I think that this happens. I can't imagine it won't. But the move does set up a fight with Democrats who warned not to link Trump's pick to the funding bill. In fact, Congresswoman Nita Lowey, the top Dem on the House Appropriations Committee, said that she was concerned about the provision, saying that civilian leadership of the military is a bedrock principle of our democracy that can't be eroded in any way. Then you had Dick Durbin, a longtime Democratic senator from Illinois, who told reporters that many in the party are on the same page. He said, I wouldn't say it's universal, but I'll tell you, a strong majority of Democrats think it's a big, big mistake. Democratic Senators Tim Kaine, Chris Murphy, as well as House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi, pretty much signaled that they oppose this language in the CR, and saying that because of the time, it violates a lot of tenets by having Mattis there. So they could have delayed the fight over the change requiring military officials to be out of uniform for 7 years until Trump formally nominated him when he takes office next month. But the Democrats could have used the Senate rules to eat up floor time and potentially kill the nomination. But anyway, that didn't happen. So what has to happen, though, is you still have to have the 60 votes. You still have to have the 60 votes for that to happen. And you got top Republicans like Senator John Cornyn from Texas and Senator John McCain who slammed the Democrats for slowing the process. So there's going to be a big, it's going to be like a big little fight, I think, over this one. I believe we have Trump talking about him here.
General Mattis is the living embodiment of the Marine Corps motto, Semper Fidelis, always faithful. And the American people are fortunate that a man of this character and integrity will now be the civilian leader atop the Department of Defense.
All right, so there you go. Under the guidelines in the CR, the Armed Services Committee would have 5 days to take up legislation lowering the retirement requirements, and debate on the Senate floor would be limited to no more than 10 hours. So there will be, for sure, more on this story, I can tell you that. Let's go to Grim right here at the top. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Well, I'm doing great, Kate.
You always say that. That's good.
Well, you have to in this world, period.
You do.
Well, Obama, he said he had a pen and a phone, and I think those little things they use on these newer smartphones, they call them a stylus, don't they? So,
yeah, exactly, yeah.
So Trump has a stylus and a Twitter account. Obama, you know, he's been behind the times.
That's funny.
I also heard a couple other things. I heard Christmas trees up on the East Coast are going for $1,000 because of the drought and the lack of trees.
Are you kidding me? That's crazy. That's got to be exaggerated.
No, it comes from a pretty good, reliable source. I think Kimball was saying it tonight, if I remember right.
Wow.
But I also heard something else that, your smartphones and what? These LED screens and the smartphones. That you can also get what they call a blue contrast disease, you know, where it can cause you to go kind of blind.
Uh-huh.
What about these new headsets? Boy, you got them right up on your eyes now. Not only can you go blind, but you can get that radiation from the lithium batteries.
Boy, no kidding.
Oh, boy, I tell you, we're just going to go the way of the dodo bird, aren't we?
So it seems, huh?
I ain't got to worry too much about our own government killing us. We're going to kill ourselves with all this mess. I'm just joking there. It is kind of funny. But you know, to speak of, too, another thing I heard, because you're, you know, stay on contact with what you're talking about, the DOD appointee, I also heard today, and everybody's got to understand, this is underneath Obama's regime, that they're investigating a lot of fraudulent use of funds, like about $150 billion or something like that.
Really?
I don't know if you heard about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I caught a brief news bite on that. I can't remember exactly where. Like I say, sometimes I got three or four things going at once and listening to it.
Yeah. You do. Like, you news hound you.
Well, it's kind of like you get tired of getting concentrated on one thing, so it's like, puts you to sleep, that quiet noise or whatever they call it.
It is. That's why radio will never die, my friends. Grim, we got to fly. Don't forget, call back in at the tail end of the show for Nail the Score. See you in a few. We're diving into that mailbag.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065.
So clean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
A second on America Tonight. Don't forget, coming up at the tail end of the show, yeah, we're talking about numbers again, but the numbers we're talking about are the numbers you create, because our computer will randomly pick the game of the week in the NFL, and then you call up and tell us who you think's going to win, what side, and what the final score is going to be. Sound like a great deal? Here's the deal. If you take the minute or two to call up and jump in line, and you jump on the air, or you send it to me through the miracle of Al Gore's internet at americatonight.net. Click on contact and boom, you're in. Then there is more possibilities. You will win. Nothing like winning right before the holidays. So maybe somebody's going to win. I can hardly believe we are at the tail end of the year, but yes, we are here. And on that note, let's dive into the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one is from Megan. Kate, I have to say I like the speed with which the president-elect is moving. Now, does it do him any good? Will we really see some big changes ahead that are going to help the middle class and the people who have even less than the so-called middle class? I say we wait and see what happens. However, it kind of looks good. It looks at least as though there is serious momentum. I mean, if you surround yourself with people who get things done, then perhaps things get done. You know, somebody told me I'm the incoming president. I'm the president-elect of an association, a big association in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and somebody told me, it's when you're the president, it's about your board. So it's about how they serve the membership, and that's where your leadership comes in. And I say this all the time about the presidency. I think it's so much about who it is that represents. Who are the cabinet members? Who are in positions to make things happen? How smart are they? How quick are they? How much do they listen to the electorate? How much do they know as far as what people really consider to be desirous, and what research have they done to back that up? So the people's needs and the wants and what is really realistic, matching all of that, and you got a winning combination. Let's see if we have a winning combination. I really believe so much of that comes from the people you surround yourself with. So who is he surrounding himself with? That's the key thing, you know, to pay attention to. Let's move on to this from Malcolm, who says, Kate, I don't know if you were paying attention to this, and perhaps you were. I'm sure you're always a step ahead of the game. But looking at Obamacare, what kind of crazy chaos is this going to create with the idea that we're going to get rid of Obamacare and dismantle and repeal what's already in place? Well, first of all, here's it's been disastrous. I've already said on this air what's happened to me personally and people certainly that I know. I talked about a job that I had a speaking job that was canceled because of the price of Obamacare shooting up for this company, and I know other people that have certainly dealt with far worse. But dismantling, repealing, and replacing it there's absolutely going to be some delays in it because they can't completely wreak havoc with the insurance market right off the bat. So there's no way to do that quickly. On the positive side, it would take months if something was already there that you could put in place, but most likely it will take a couple years because insurers don't have time to wait around and see what's going to be proposed. They have to submit the filing, you know, the initial rate filings to the state regulators in May, and then they have to have the signed contracts. So you have a crazy situation. You have carriers that are going to go nuts. They'll either pull out or dramatically raise rates again. And so there's an instability factor. It's already unstable, but it's an even worse situation. I mean, the number of insurers on the exchanges dropped by 25% for 2017. Premiums skyrocketed 22%. And that's no joke, and that's ridiculous. People cannot afford health care. So much for affordable health care. I've said this before. We were on the Hill constantly 5 years in a row. And this is a question we asked right in the very beginning. Okay, so great. You wanted to have something passed, and it got passed, and all of us were furious and wanted something to be passed and everything else. But, okay, we're going to pick it apart and make it better. It never got picked apart and got made better. It was made worse because the federal exchanges, you didn't have enough people signed up for it. Five states will have only one insurer in 2017. Can you believe it? 20% of enrollees will only have one insurer to choose from next year. That's it. So I'm thinking we're just going to see competition. Erase the state lines, and that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. So, as like a friend of mine said, stay healthy. If you're having trouble with your weight, start walking. Whatever it is, just get in the best shape that you can possibly get in. Do I think that this can be fixed? I do. But it's going to take a lot of work for it to get fixed. It's not going to happen overnight. It's just not possible for it to happen that quickly. It's not possible. All right, let's move on to this one. This one is from Joey. Kate, I've listened to you for a while, and I know you've talked about sinkholes before. I don't know if you saw this or not, about San Antonio, the cop that died after a sinkhole opened up. You know what? It's wild that you say that. Somebody sent me a picture of it, and it's the saddest story. It was a sheriff's deputy, and her car fell into the sinkhole while she was on her way to work. What are the odds of that? I mean, the sinkhole phenomenon is frightening, isn't it? Where these sinkholes are happening. It's not just Florida. It's not just certain areas. Although, visiting an aunt who lives in Florida, and this was just a couple years ago. It was just last year. And she lives in a place called Winter Haven, and right down the street from where she would just go and shop, there was a giant fence. It was all fenced off. And she took me to it. It was a giant sinkhole. She said, oh, everyone's talking about it. And I couldn't believe it. I said, this is lucky that nobody in this parking lot, one, was driving and had it go under, or that someone was just parked out there and it went under. And in this case, she was just driving and they couldn't do anything to save her. She went into the sinkhole. And we've heard and seen horrific stories like this. It's very, very sad. Very sad. And they're trying to figure out ways, what's beneath the earth, you know, in some areas, but you can't, no matter what kind of a grid you have, you know, were they expecting that in San Antonio? And the answer was I saw the report, and they said no, weren't expecting that, you know, whatsoever. This one is from Tom. Kate, I've heard you talk about the money situation with colleges and the student debt and how crazy and out of control it is. And, you know, now what's happened to students where in some cases they can barely afford to eat. And I was just reading a story and I thought you'd be aware of it, that there are college and university food banks that are now quadrupling. I'm right there on college campuses. Did you ever hear of such a thing? Not when I was in school, I never heard of it, but you're right. They do have those where they've got this, they have people that are hungry. They have a population on campus where they're pouring all their money into their tuition, and it's like Montclair State University, not too far from where I grew up. They've got a food pantry, and it's at the student center. They say the hunger problem is terrible, so they opened this up on that campus because they kept hearing from students who said they didn't have enough money for food. Boy, that's pretty telling, isn't it?
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Speak for over a billion Muslims around the world, and they do not speak for American Muslims, including many who wear the uniform of the United States of America's military. If we stigmatize good patriotic Muslims, that just feeds the terrorist narrative. It fuels the same false grievances that they use to motivate people to kill. If we act like this is a war between the United States and Islam, we're not just going to lose more Americans to terrorist attacks. But we'll also lose sight of the very principles we claim to defend.
MacDill Air Force Base, that was President Obama, his address. Wrapping it up, as here we are into December, turning over the reins of power to President-elect Donald Trump. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Don't forget, Nail the Score is coming up at the tail end of this hour, so our next segment will dive into it. And, you know, so as you can hear there, Obama talking about be careful who you condemn by not separating it out, basically, is what he's saying. And I don't know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the president-elect because of some of what was said on the campaign trail. And, of course, we know the conversation about illegals coming into the country and Muslims immigrating into the country, and what does that mean? And there are no hard policies at this point. Of course there aren't, because this is a president-elect and there is Congress in between, and It really is just a question mark. Here's what was said on the trail. Here's what actually happens. Here's what's being debated. And this is the process. But I think there is a need for speed with Donald Trump, and it seems like he is moving really fast. That could bode well for what's going to work and what doesn't work and what gets booted and what gets refined and comes back again and is voted on and whatnot. I like that idea of, I do like the idea of speed. In any debates and whatever, here we are, here's research. I think that there is this tendency, and I understand that so much of what we're talking about, or what affects us that comes out with regulations out of Washington, should be debated. But I think there is this paralysis, and I know many of you agree, in Washington. That's why we saw what we saw with that election, that we really have that perception that not much is getting done. And then when you see the bills that are passed and the conversations of what could have been taken up and wasn't taken up, it's like, what? Where is the playbook? Where's the playbook on the Hill? And so I think this playbook is going to be ripped in half, frankly. It certainly is looking that way anyway. And we're getting closer and closer to the big switch. And what is that big switch? You know, what is the big switch going to look like? Hey, by the way, this is kind of a quick hits segment. What's buzzworthy? So I'm going to veer off of the trail for a second. I call it the trail out of the White House and the trail into the White House. And I just happened to see this in the Washington Post, that they did a story on where were older Americans the happiest and where were they the least happiest. Gallup, of course, who does these things, does a ranking, found that the people who seemed to be the happiest, who were people who were 55 and older that were doing pretty well, that they were living in Hawaii. Well, they better have some money if they're living in Hawaii. The states with the happiest, highest levels of well-being among older people. You ready for this? Hawaii, Arizona, New Hampshire. You're listening to us in New Hampshire. North Dakota and Colorado. Lowest levels, you're listening here too. West Virginia, Kentucky, Oklahoma, Ohio, and Indiana. Well, some of that is going to be weather-related, of course. Why Arizona? Weather-related, although it can get hot as Hades there. Lifestyle-related, that kind of thing. What's interesting is the high and low rankings. Like New Hampshire is third, where people say that's where it's a great place to live when you're older. But then you look, okay, what's bordering New Hampshire? Vermont is 45th. So Vermont is a stinky. It's not where, like, older people want to live, but New Hampshire is good. Some of that has to do with, I think, what's available to the people there. So obviously there's something about New Hampshire that's a little bit better than Vermont for older people. And it's like Arizona and New Mexico. I spent time this past summer in both places. Arizona is second. New Mexico is 28. So they say chronic conditions, high rates of obesity, blah, blah, blah. All that falls into it. And Colorado, I get Colorado too. I mean, because you're in the mountains. It's pretty. It's, you know, there's that whole nature thing. And plus, probably in some areas, it's affordable. I think so much of it is affordability. And then, what about your family? Are you close to family? I think that can make a huge difference. They didn't really put that as one of the factors. Okay, this also would be buzzworthy. We move from, geez, where do you want to live when you're older? To this one, Patton the Golden Doodle. Do you know who Patton is? Patton, they say, is the Trump dog. The Trump family, they say, doesn't own any animals. So unless that changes, when Trump moves into the White House, he'll be the first president, ready for this, in 150 years who doesn't have a pet. But there is this prominent philanthropist in Palm Beach, Florida, who advocates for veterans and animal causes, and she's in possession of this 9-week-old golden retriever and poodle mix that they say will become the first dog. She says she notified Trump, who she's known for 2 decades, about the golden doodle, showed him a photo of it, of the pooch, at Trump's Thanksgiving event at Mar-a-Lago, their home. He said, go over there, show it to Barron. She showed the 10-year-old son of Donald Trump, and he said he's going to fall in love with him. He's going to want him. A big smile came over his face. They say that no decisions have been made, but there's probably a good chance the Trumps are going to take the puppy. She named the puppy after General Patton. So, I don't know, Patton the golden doodle, it seems to fit. So the golden doodle may, through osmosis in this person that he knows, become the first dog since they don't have one. All right, how about this? Apple is blaming external physical damage for causing a handful of iPhones to explode or catch fire in China. And they say there is no hazard here. This is right on the heels of Samsung's Galaxy Note 7 being a complete fiasco. So now there's this chance of your phone exploding. They've analyzed the units, they say, and they clearly show that external physical damage happened to them, which led to what they call the thermal event. And the company denied being slow to respond to doing something about it, to figuring out what happened with the phones. Apple last month offered to change iPhone 6's batteries, saying that would make a big difference if they did that. Oh, me, oh, my, oh. You can't even get a phone and not worry about the phone exploding. I mean, how Samsung, with their, between their washers and dryers and their phones? I mean, really? You know? A phone is no longer just a phone. It's a way of life. And sometimes people are on the phone so much, I don't know, maybe they get overheated. Right? And then you have these battery situations. But I think I'd be pretty freaked out if I had to deal with my phone catching on fire. All right, this also is buzzworthy. Hundreds of Texas A&M students protested the white nationalist leader's speech. A speech by Richard Spencer on the campus drew hundreds of protesters on Tuesday night. Some students at the Memorial Student Center silently held placards while others were chanting, "Ho, ho, hey, hey, Richard Spencer has to go away." I mean, and I looked at the crowds. They looked pretty good, like pretty big. And police didn't get involved in it. They were just there watching it unfold. There were a few little tense moments, but overall, not bad. Spencer took questions that came from supporters and students who challenged his views and historical research. About 400 people were in the room where he was speaking. And it's pretty interesting. So thousands of students heard speeches from the school's president, faculty, student leaders, and as well as Holocaust survivors and performances from student groups. And they held an impromptu yell practice, which is a staple of their pep rallies during the college football season. So that was just a short walk away from where he was. The school was having this Aggies United event at the football stadium. And it sounds as though more people were in attendance at the other event than where he was. And it did cause controversy, though. Controversy here when it comes to Nail the Score. That's coming up next. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Secretly, I think that our own Nathan Reeder, that this is his favorite segment of all the segments on America Tonight, is Nail the Score. I know many of you love Nail the Score because you want to nail the score. Somebody wants to hear somebody nailing the score, and the excitement having someone scream out, "I nailed it!" It's not quite like winning $1 million in the lottery, but hey, it's something, right? To win. Just to win. Who doesn't like to win? Come on. Even when you go to, you know, the Kiwanis Club, and they're just pulling names out of a hat. They're pulling those little tickets, you know, the little tickets they give out, and they have prizes, and you might be the person who wins the prize. I've seen people run up and just, I mean, jump up and run to the front of the room, and they're getting, like, some kind of gift basket. So imagine, with 3 million people listening, if you nail the score. That'd be pretty cool. And that's why we started doing Nail the Score. So, Nathan, without further ado, let the computer rip. And of course, it is the Sunday night game. And what is the Sunday night game, week 14 in the NFL? It'd be the Dallas Cowboys looking for their 12th win on the road in New York against the Giants. Big matchup because the Cowboys have clinched a spot in the playoffs. But if the Giants win, that's their ninth win of the season, and they still could possibly get into the playoffs. So they don't want to lose one to the Cowboys for that being one of the reasons. And plus, home field is certainly at stake, and that's what the Cowboys want to see. But having all that out there, Dallas is favored on the road by 3 over the Giants. So it's Eli Manning, the signal caller for New York, and of course Dak Prescott, who's setting the world on fire. One of the Dallas Cowboys power rankings wise come in at number 1. No longer a shock to many people, but it's the Giants defense against Ezekiel Elliott running the ball for Dallas and Dak Prescott throwing the ball and, of course, a plethora of targets. Should be an interesting game, that's for sure. 855-266-5283. Let's take a couple here. Let's go to Everett, who lined up early. He was, you know what, he's like the guy when you go to Southwest Airlines that gets that first pass. He's the first guy on the plane. The rest of us are lined up with our stupid little cards, and we're back in the, like, 50s or 60s, but for when they're calling you in. But Everett, he's there first. So he gets the great overhead space, and he gets his chance at nailing the score, meaning nobody can take his score away. So whatever score he throws out there, he owns that score. Hey, Everett.
I'd say Cowboys 30, Giants 27.
Ooh, so you like a high-scoring game. I tend to agree with you. I think this has the defenses on either side aren't great, so we could see a high-scoring game. All right, Everett, you own that score. Thank you. Thanks for hanging on so long, too. He says Dallas 30, the G-Men 27. Pete, out of the bunker in Texas. Hey, Pete.
For I am the pilot.
Love it.
32-30 Dallas.
32-30 Dallas. All right, that's even closer, Pete. That, you know, boy, that'd be edge of your seat game. Certainly could shape up to be that. Those Sunday night games, we've seen some really crazy ones. Let's see. Let's go to Grim. Hello, Grim.
Hey, Kate. Nate kind of sounds like he's got a cold or something, but I hope he gets feeling better.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, well, you know, at least you're doing it tonight instead of tomorrow night, because he might have to have a dog and a sled to get into the work.
I know, so that's why you had to do it. We have to do it!
But I'm going to be totally opposite. I'm going to say New York Giants 24, Dallas 21.
So you say Giants, the G-Men win it.
Yeah, they're going up there, and there's going to be a drastic weather change.
Could be. You know what? It could be because Dak Prescott hasn't really played in that at all. It's certainly not with the Dallas Cowboys. So 24-21. Wow. Grim, I like the way you're thinking. Thanks for the call. Plus, you're on the opposite end of it. Why not? You know, there's always some sort of upset anyway. When somebody's cruising along, they get thrown a curveball. Maybe this is a little bit of a curveball. Well, that's a close game. Dan in Texas.
Hello, baby. Got some wonderful cornbread here I'm munching on.
Yum.
Plum larrapin.
Mm. I love when you say plum larrapin. I love
you
that.
You betcha. I'm just a country boy. 34-24 Dallas. Dallas going to take it.
All right, by 10 points. So 34-24 Dallas. Thanks, Dan. I know you're all going to be watching this on Sunday, that's for sure. Nathan, who couldn't be a bigger football fan. Hey, Nathan, what do you think is going to happen?
Woo, football, woo! I am going to paint myself up. I'm going to get so drunk. I'm going to have such a bunch of Cheetos.
Cheetos. Yeah.
I you know, I'll go with the Giants. Let's do a yes. Did you like that? I'll do a 34-28 Giants.
Giants?
Yeah.
Wow.
Take
the
that,
Giants.
Cowboys.
Ooh, fighting words for everybody listening to us in the great state of Texas. Oh, Nathan destroying his reputation. All right, I like that. I love the excitement in his voice over that. Woohoo, football. He's a music dude. When you're a music dude, you're usually not necessarily a football dude. You can be, but lots of times that's not the case. I'm just going to say that. So, for me, I'm so hard-pressed to go against the Cowboys. You know, that's the thing. I just don't see the Cowboys losing to the Giants. But the Cowboys' defense is so suspect, and somebody is going to really exploit this defense. They've tried, and the Cowboys have come back. But whenever it's shaky, that's usually what we're talking about. Sunday night game. Game forecast, as has been mentioned. I was looking at the weather today on that. I'm going to say, Dallas is favored by 3. I'm going to say that Dallas does win it, but it's a close one. It's a nail biter. I think that the final score is going to be 27-23 Dallas. And I'm like unsure of that, just because if there is a team that could probably get them, it would be if Odell Beckham has a big game and Rashad Jennings runs all over the place. But that's if. And of course, you know, what I like about the Cowboys is that when you listen to the interviews afterwards and whatnot, it doesn't matter who it is, whether it's Dez Bryant or Zeke Elliott or Dak or whoever, they keep talking about this whole team thing. They don't care if they have these great stats. It's still all about the team. So there's something about having that mentality of great if they have individual accolades, but when you really believe that they're sold on the team and it's a team effort and they're trying to help out their teammate, I think that especially in professional sports and especially in football where you're getting smashed in the face on every other play, when you're out of gas and you're the defense and then you have to hurry up and get back on the field sometimes too many times, too quickly, whatever it might be, or if there's a interception or some kind of fumble, you know, a turnover, and then you got to just shake it off and go back in. It's like the Cowboys are totally supportive of each other. So that's the big X factor. I know a bunch of people are emailing me right now as I'm looking at the email, and I'll make sure that I get all of those recorded. Don't worry, if you sent me an email with your guests, you are in this thing. So good luck to everybody this Sunday. Pay attention. Cowboys and the Giants. I hope someone nails the score.
I went down to the football game. Went down to the football game. When I walked, was really a shame. I saw you.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.